This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 23rd. God's word for you today is warning. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 6, verse 14 to 15. And it says, in prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. You can't get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. If you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part. We will kick off today's devotional with our final thoughts from yesterday. Forgiveness is not about deserving. Forgiveness is about preserving. Forgiveness is not about if they deserve it or not. Forgiveness is about preserving your own heart so that you do not become a bitter person. You forgive so that your heart does not become dark. This is what forgiveness is, and it is a key concept that we all must understand. So, it is your choice. Do you want to be happy or do you want to be bitter? You cannot be both. I have chosen to be happy, so I forgive and let things go. I know some of us have experienced the hurt for 5, 10, 15 years or even longer. If nobody has even said this to you, I am saying to you today, I am sorry. I am sorry you have been hurt. I want you to hear God telling you sorry and receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And after you have done all that, let it go and move on. The truth is, they cannot hurt you anymore without your permission. People can try to hurt you. Let them go, because that is all they can do. After that, they have lost the power. It is now left to you to choose to keep hurting yourself or to walk away free and be a happy person. I have chosen to be happy. I pray you choose to be happy, because it is your choice. These people cannot hurt you anymore without your permission. If they are still hurting you, it is because you have permitted it. The first reason I always let it go is God forgave me. The second reason is resentment always makes me miserable. And the third reason is I am going to need forgiveness in future. I know that I am not perfect. I am going to go to God in future and ask for forgiveness. So I have to let it go now. Jesus said in Matthew 6:15, but if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Be careful. God has been prompting you to forgive, but you have been holding on to the hurt, the pain, the unforgiveness. Be careful, because you will also need forgiveness. You will need forgiveness. A man came to John Wesley and said, I could never forgive that person. And Wesley said, then I hope you never sin. When you are unforgiven, you are burning the very bridge you need to walk across. Let it go, because God has forgiven you. So I am urging you to let it go, because God forgave you. Resentment will always make you miserable, and you will still need forgiveness in future. Forgive and let it go. Let us pray. Father, I choose to forgive and let go of hurt and pain. I will do my part so that I will not be cut off from God's forgiveness and mercy in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesusfreshfire.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.